This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After the intense hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday, Wells Fargo Bank has some work to do on its reputation. The bank had pushed employees to sell extra accounts. Many employees then signed people up without their permission. For those who missed the news coverage, bits like this have been streaming across social media, with Wells CEO John Stumpf getting the what for from Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts.
Do you know how much money, how much value your stock holdings in Wells Fargo gained while this scam was underway?
Well, first of all, it was not a scam, and cross-sell is a way of deepening relationships. When customers
We've been through this, Mr. Stumpf. I asked you a very simple question. Do you know how much—
Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is examining the fallout. What's Wells Fargo doing to dig itself out?
Wells Fargo wrapped up its own internal investigation in 2015 and fired thousands of lower-level workers and branch managers. But the apologizing hasn't really come until recently, after the feds levied a big fine and then this grilling from the Senate Banking Committee yesterday. I talked to Mara Einstein, who's a professor of media at Queens College. She says at this point, Wells Fargo and CEO John Stumpf will need to do more than just talk.
I'll take responsibility. That line has come to mean nothing anymore.
And Elizabeth Warren certainly had some concrete suggestions: that the CEO should resign, that senior executives should be fired, that people who receive bonuses in part as a result of these sales tactics should pay that money back.
Of course, not clear whether Wells Fargo is going to do any of that. So just how much does this public airing hit the bank's reputation?
Well, it's pretty bad. What happened was about honesty, and it's also pretty easy to understand. Customers were lied to about their own money. The company, as of last week, said it will do away with individual sales goals, which arguably led to the problem. But is that too little too late? Mara Einstein says no.
It's never too late.
She points to the example of Nike after the sweatshop scandals of the 1990s. The important point there is that Nike, over many years, changed some of its practices and became much more transparent. As far as apologies, Wells Fargo does have some apologetic tweets up on its Twitter account, but Einstein says it will take much more.